Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Game Theory. An Introduction by Stephen Tadellis is a rigorous undergraduate and early graduate level textbook on the formal analysis of strategic interaction. Published by Princeton University Press, it presents game theory as a set of tools for studying situations in which outcomes depend on the choices, beliefs, and incentives of multiple decision makers. The book begins with rational decision making, and then develops strategic form games, extensive form games with complete information, Bayesian games, and extensive form games with imperfect information. Its purpose is not only to define major solution concepts, but also to show how they can be used to analyze bargaining, auctions, signaling, reputation, communication, and institutional design. Tadellis combines mathematical precision with explanatory structure, making the book suitable for readers who need a self-contained introduction but are ready for formal reasoning. Its examples draw especially from economics, political science, and business strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rational decision-making as the foundation for strategic analysis. The book begins by grounding game theory in rational decision-making before moving to interaction among multiple players. This structure matters because game-theoretic models depend on assumptions about preferences, feasible actions, beliefs, and optimization. Tadellis treats rationality not as a psychological claim that people always behave perfectly, but as a modeling discipline that clarifies what a decision maker would choose when objectives and constraints are specified. This foundation helps readers understand why later equilibrium concepts require consistency between choices and incentives. Without a clear account of individual rational choice, strategic reasoning can become a list of disconnected solution methods. By starting with decision theory, the book shows how payoffs represent preferences, how uncertainty affects choices, and why expected utility is useful in formal models. The benefit is conceptual continuity. A reader can see that a game is not merely a conflict or competition, but a structured decision problem in which each participant must account for the possible decisions of others. This approach also makes the later transition to mixed strategies, beliefs, and Bayesian reasoning more natural, because uncertainty is already built into the basic framework. Secondly, strategic form games and the logic of Nash equilibrium. A central part of the book is its treatment of strategic form games, where players choose actions simultaneously or without observing one another. Tadellis uses this framework to introduce dominant strategies, best responses, iterative reasoning, mixed strategies, and Nash equilibrium. The importance of Nash equilibrium is that it provides a disciplined way to identify stable patterns of behavior each player is doing the best possible given what the others are doing. The book does not present equilibrium as a prediction that must always occur, but as a benchmark for analyzing incentive compatibility and mutual consistency. This distinction is important for students because many simple games have multiple equilibria, no pure strategy equilibrium, or outcomes that are inefficient even when individually rational. By working through examples, the text shows why strategic stability and social optimality are different ideas. A Nash equilibrium can explain persistent conflict, price competition, coordination failure, or cooperation under specific conditions, but it also raises questions about selection, credibility, and information. The strategic form chapters, therefore, provide both core mathematical tools and a way to reason carefully about the limits of purely simultaneous analysis. Thirdly, extensive form games, credibility, and sequential reasoning. Tadellis gives substantial attention to extensive form games, which represent strategic interaction over time through decision trees. This format allows the book to analyze threats, promises, entry decisions, bargaining, and other situations where the order of moves changes the logic of behavior. The key lesson is that not every Nash equilibrium is equally persuasive when a game unfolds sequentially. A strategy may be optimal only because it includes a threat that would not actually be carried out if the relevant point in the game were reached. To address this problem, the book introduces backward induction and subgame perfect equilibrium. These concepts refine strategic analysis by requiring rationality, not only at the beginning of the game, but at every decision point that could arise. The reasoning is concrete. A player looks ahead to future incentives and then works backward to determine what current choices are credible. This approach helps explain why commitment devices, timing, and institutional rules can alter outcomes by comparing strategic form and extensive form representations. The book teaches readers that the same players and payoffs can produce different insights when the sequence of observation and action is made explicit. Fourthly, Bayesian games and strategic behavior under asymmetric information. The book extends the analysis from complete information to Bayesian games, where players may be uncertain about types, preferences, costs, valuations, or other strategically relevant characteristics. This is a major step because many real interactions involve private information. Firms may know more about their costs than competitors. Bidders may have different valuations. politicians may know more about their intentions than voters, and negotiators may hide their willingness to compromise. Tadellus introduces beliefs and types as formal objects, allowing uncertainty about other players to be incorporated into the model rather than treated as an informal complication. Bayesian-Nash equilibrium then requires each type of each player to choose optimally given beliefs about the distribution of other types. This framework is especially important for topics such as auctions, screening, signaling, and reputation. The book emphasizes how information changes incentives. A player may take an action not only for its direct payoff, but also for what it communicates. The value of this material is that it connects abstract probability and equilibrium reasoning to familiar problems in markets, politics, and organizations where hidden information shapes strategic choices. Lastly, applications that connect formal models to economics, politics, and business strategy. One of the distinguishing features of the book is its use of applications to show why formal game theory is useful outside mathematical exercises. The examples and topics include bargaining, auctions, legislative bargaining, cheap talk communication, reputation, and strategic settings relevant to business and political institutions. These applications are not merely decorative. They show how a model can isolate the decisive mechanism in a complex situation, such as how private valuations affect bidding, how bargaining power depends on patience and outside options, or how non-binding communication can matter when incentives are partially aligned. Tadellus also includes relatively modern themes for an introductory text, especially reputations in games with asymmetric information and communication when messages are not directly enforceable. These topics help readers see that game theory is not limited to zero-sum conflict or simple matrix games. It is a general language for asking how rules, information, timing, and incentives interact. The applied orientation also clarifies the strengths and weaknesses of modeling. A game can sharpen reasoning and reveal hidden assumptions, but its conclusions depend on whether the chosen representation captures the relevant incentives and informational structure. In conclusion, Game Theory, an Introduction, is best suited for advanced undergraduates, beginning graduate students, and professionals who need a serious first course in strategic modeling. Readers in economics, political science, business, public policy, and related fields will benefit most if they are comfortable with formal notation and willing to work through equilibrium reasoning. The practical value of the book lies in its ability to turn strategic situations into structured models, identify players, define actions, specify payoffs, represent information, and evaluate credible outcomes. The intellectual value lies in its careful progression from individual choice to complete information games, sequential games, Bayesian games, and imperfect information settings. Compared with lighter introductions, it offers greater rigor and more sustained attention to solution concepts. Compared with highly technical graduate texts, it is more accessible and more explicitly pedagogical. What makes it stand out is the combination of clean exposition, broad coverage, and applications that connect theory to bargaining, auctions, communication, reputation, political decision-making, and business strategy. It is not designed as a popular overview of strategic thinking, but as a textbook that equips readers to understand and build formal game theoretic arguments with precision. If you would like to support Stephen Tadellus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.